It's midnight, and you're tuned to Destination Out on listener-supported CMU Public Radio. And tonight, I'm going to feature a few new releases and kind of almost obscure, to be honest, anymore for me. I'm going to actually feature one of the newer bands, a disc that I've been listening to lately and really enjoying. It's on the Impulse label, one of the nicer things on the newer Impulse label that I've heard in a while. It's called The Sons of Kemet. It's not their first release. It's like maybe their third. It's called Your Queen is a Reptile. And from what I've read up on them, I believe they're from the UK, and this disc is really great. Sort of reminds me of like a 70s Pharoah Sanders type feel. It's really political. Some of the songs have lyrics. It's kind of got blends of all kinds of things from reggae, maybe hints of hip hop, but mostly sort of a African jazz groove type of sound, and real spirited music. The word Kemet is one of the old words used in the old days for Egypt. The Egyptians called Egypt Kemet at some points in history. So just to kind of define the name of the band there a little bit. And every one of these tracks is dedicated to famous African-American or African person. We're going to start off with a tune called My Queen is Angela Davis. Feature artist in the band is Shabaka Hutchings on tenor, saxophone mostly. Pete Wareham and Nubia Garcia play horns. Thean Cross kind of gets a lot of sound on the tuba and uses the tuba quite heavily in the band. They have a bunch of percussionists and vocals on some tracks, but I'm going to play an instrumental cut here. Again, My Queen is Angela Davis from The Sons of Kemet.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Music from the Sons of Kemet, from the album Your Queen is a Reptile, just released recently on the Impulse label. The recording date, it doesn't really give it, but it just came out 2018, so it's a new release, Verve Impulse, and we heard that track was called My Queen is Nanny of the Maroons, and before that, My Queen is Angela Davis, featuring Shabaka Hutchings on saxophones. 16 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Destination Out. We're spinning a few new releases tonight. Up next, we're going to turn to a new release on the Nessa label out of Michigan, and it's a Roscoe Mitchell. This has been out for a couple, 3 months. Haven't spun anything from this yet. It's the Montreal Toronto Art Orchestra. Ride the Wind is the name of it. It's a large ensemble, lots of folks. And this was recorded in Toronto 2016. We're going to hear a piece called Shards and Lemons for orchestra. And check this out, another cut from this album. Roscoe Mitchell.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is WCMU, your music in NPR News Station. Just heard two tracks from Roscoe Mitchell, Montreal Toronto Art Orchestra, Ride the Wind. We heard Rub for orchestra and Shards and Lemons for orchestra. Both of them orchestrated by Roscoe Mitchell. These pieces did a feature one night a while back of another album. It's kind of based on this, where they, from an album of total improvising, different people transcribed the improvisations and then wrote them out for ensembles. And so the premise of all this was totally improvised music that, in this case, was played from scores. 23 minutes in front of the hour. In the last couple of months, there's been a couple of Sun Ra releases come out. Both of them originally were on record, but some saw the light of day on CD for the first time. This one in particular, God Is More Than Love Can Ever Be, a trio date that Sun Ra recorded on and put out on a Saturn label from 1979. And it's the only trio album that Sun Ra ever recorded. It's a very obscure Saturn record. It's probably among the 5 or 10 most obscure records. Took me a really long time to find a copy of it. Really like the album a lot. It's captures the essence, I think, of Sun Ra's piano playing, sparseness of his music, phrasing, all that stuff. Haynes Burnett is on bass, and Samurai Celestial is a drummer. And we're going to hear a track titled Blythe Spirit Dance. And this just came out on CD within the last year. It's on Cosmic Myth label. And as far as I know, I think they just put this one out on CD. But it is a particularly nice album, and one of only a handful of Saturn albums now that hadn't been reissued. And so it's kind of unique in that sense, too. Sun Ra Trio, 1979. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from Sun Ra, and that's from a reissue called Symbols. It was a Record Store Day release. They put it out on album and on CD on a label called Modern Harmonic. And I don't know a lot about the label, but it's pretty nice. And the album reissue has a bonus disc, lots of tracks. One of the nice things about that album is it's Ronnie Boykin's last performance with the band on bass. It's called The World of the Invisible is the name of that track from 1973. And those were only originally issued on test pressings for Impulse. And there's only a couple of copies of the originals floating around out there. Before that, we heard from Sun Ra Trio, God is More Than Love Can Ever Be, The Blythe Spirit Dance from 1979. Listening to Destination Out. We'll be back in a minute.